5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Monday afternoon. I'm Brady Hull. Colfax is out this week. He's on assignment, is what we say in the business. We've got Angel, intern extraordinaire, Angel. And Angel and I hung out quite a bit about a week ago. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Was that last Monday already?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Crazy.
We journeyed out to Wiggins, Colorado. Great drive out there, right?
Beautiful farmlands
and nothing out there. I mean, I'm used to that. People think I'm making fun of it. I'm like, dude, I'm from Cheyenne Wells. Smaller than Wiggins. We went out for the Dalton Reisner youth training camp thing, and that was awesome. Had a great time out there. Angel, I never heard your take on this. I know you've been hanging out with the NoCo Now guys, so I apologize. You know, welcome to the whole show. Welcome to the good stuff,
this
man.
Is the real deal.
This
here.
Is a real deal. And I know you guys, you know, Tanner was talking about Aaron Rodgers. He was living in fantasy world. I know. I get it. Listen, what is he, 24? People like that, they're in their fantasy world still. You know, they like to play video games and create different realities. And he was of the mindset, Aaron Rodgers, this was going to happen. So was most of Colorado. And that's why I've been tweeting and trying to tell you guys and say, hey, it's not going to happen, folks. Green Bay's digging in their heels. They're not going to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Ian Rapoport tweeted out, Angel, I think you tweeted this out too. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but the GM, how do you, Gutenkist? Is it Gutenkunst?
Oh, I have no idea.
Brian Gutenkunst. It's the most enjoyable name to say. Brian Gutenkunst saying he is hopeful for a positive outcome. There is a glimmer of optimism. So, we are into training camp week. I believe the Packers report tomorrow or Wednesday. The Broncos report on Wednesday. And there you go. Drew Locke has survived damn near every shot coming his way. Every shot. However, and I want to get to this a little bit later on, now you've got Deshaun Watson's name back in the news. That the Texans are, in fact, willing to trade him. It's going to be about what we thought, a few first-round picks, maybe a star player or two, about what we talked about for Rodgers. The question is, do you take a chance on him? He's got what? Is the number to 20 or 30 as far as the sexual assault allegations against him? It's in the at least 20s.
I think last I checked, it was like 22 or something.
Is that enough for you to say, because nothing has been resolved yet?
No, and the NFL hasn't jumped in and said anything either.
No, as far as I know, he's reporting to training camp.
Yeah.
So some people say, well, Houston must know something that we don't. Otherwise, why would they have him at camp? Well, maybe they're practicing the old American tradition of innocent until proven guilty, right? I mean, maybe that's where they are at this stage with that. I'm not touching it. Because what? So first off, we don't have a resolution here. It's not done. So if you trade two first-round picks and a Bradley Chubb, and then you find out that he is found guilty of 12 acts of this or whatever, then he gets suspended for a year, and you're out a quarterback, you're out a couple of draft picks, you're out a star player, and you're out of confidence from your whoever that quarterback was going to be. No. Guys. Okay, everybody lean into the radio right now. Lean in. You need to come to the realization that the quarterback battle of 2020 is Drew Locke and Teddy Bridgewater. I know it hurts. I know. Everybody's sad, and I've been trying to soften the blow for months now. But that's the way it is. This is what's going to – it's just the way the circumstances have unfolded. And Drew Locke's going to probably get an opportunity. One last shot to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Boy, he survived the first wave of free agency, the trade periods when, you know, you're hearing tons of names out there as far as guys that might come to Denver and might make sense for Denver overall. Stafford, those big names, even in the free agency with Trubisky. Dalton, like He survived all of that. And then he survives the draft. Now, okay, he didn't survive the third wave of free agency or trade periods because you brought in Teddy Bridgewater. You gave up nothing for him. So why not? So he didn't really survive all the way. But for the most part, he has escaped everything that would knock him out of an actual quarterback competition. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Text KFK to that number. Noob says, Rodgers is signing a one-year extension with the Packers to stay one more year and then to be traded next year. Which, by then, yes, we're going to have that conversation. And I said, Rodgers still could be a Bronco. It's just not going to happen in 2020. That's what I've stuck with this entire time. So next year, Hooligans, don't tweet at me when Rodgers signs with the Broncos or is traded to the Broncos next year. Don't tweet at me and say, see, we knew it. I knew that too. Well, I don't know that he's coming here next year. I just know that that's more of a possibility. And I'll tell you what, if you're Denver, you're hoping Rodgers has an okay year. You don't want him to have an MVP year. You want it to look like he's maybe, I don't know, because people keep comparing the Manning thing, saying, well, Brady, when they got Manning here, it changed this organization for the next 5 years. True, but you didn't have to give anything up. You just gave up money. It was not a trade. It was a free agency signing. And away we went. So this is a way different deal. 2020, sorry. Of course, it won't happen in 2020. 2020 was last year. Thank you. Sorry.
I was going to jump in there, but...
Angel, you're supposed to zap me.
You're the professional here.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to zap me with that. I'm still stuck. It doesn't feel like 2021. It doesn't feel like the new year hit because 2020 was such a crap fest. So I never really turned over the calendar in my mind. So it just feels like 2020 was this long... I saw a meme that's like, oh, it's December 31st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, December 32nd. And it's like, we're not going to turn over the calendar. So that's some big news that we're going to be talking about today. How about this one? Our Power to Play Sports poll question has something to do with this. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Do you think that Colorado State has a chance to go to the Big 12? And I guess the other question is will the Big 12 be the Big 12 in like 4 months? Texas and Oklahoma did officially tell the Big 12 that they will not renew grant of media rights. So that was going to be up in 4 years. So they're still technically slated to play in the Big 12 this year. But here's what they're going to be doing, Angel. They're going to be talking to the SEC or wherever they end up going, which everything's pointing to the SEC, which by then the SEC might as well just be a miniature NFL. They're going to talk to the SEC and figure out what the TV contracts look like for them as a team and figure out what they can afford. Because if they want to get out of the agreement earlier, you know, as far as moving out, like a $75 to $80 million penalty for leaving early per school. So if you're OU in Texas, you have to figure out, can we get that kind of money? And if we see that in a TV deal year one, bam, no brainer, because we're going to make that back in the following years. So it's not official that they're going to be out of the Big 12 now. It's official that eventually they will be. Now you got the Big 12. What were they? They were just 10. Now they're going to be 8. So they got some work to do because, Angel, I'm not a mathematician, but 12 is not... It's not 8.
No. I mean, I'm getting to the point, I just want the super conferences.
You know,
give me 4 super conferences with 16 teams each, and let's have fun.
And so saying like the Mountain West and all that would just go by the, just be its own?
Sure.
Be its own league? No, so just, essentially like UNC is in the Big Sky, they're in the FCS. You would say, okay, this is a group of 5 schools or a group of 6 schools would be... like the FBS 2, and then you'd have your 4 power conferences as the FBS, where there's actually a college, the main college football playoffs.
Yeah,
it's a thought. It's an interesting thought. I've always kind of liked the idea of broadening the playoff. How many conferences are there in the FBS? Are there 11?
I think so.
Including
yeah.
the ridiculous idea of these independent things. I never liked it. I think there's 11 or 12. I'm more of the mindset, yeah, go 16, for the playoffs. Big school, big conferences like the SEC and the ACC and the Big Ten get like two representatives. But let every conference have a rep. And yes, the first 5 years are going to suck for those group of five. They're going to get slaughtered. But you tell me this, like, there's appeal to go to the playoffs, even if, like, if they had it and they opened this up to 16 teams and the winner of Conference USA, the Marshall gets in, or Louisiana Tech gets in, Rice gets in. They probably get blown out by an Alabama top team. But over time, you might start to see those two stars, three stars turn into four, five stars because they're thinking, okay, well, I can go to this school for a year, tear it up there, win the damn conference, get on national TV and make the playoffs. Or I could go be a third string, backup or third string for 2 years when I could be building up my stock with a bad team or a group of five team for a moment. So, I mean, that's a different discussion. Is the Big 12 even going to be, is it going to fold?
I mean, it's possible because I think with your two big schools leaving, other schools are going to be looking, what conference can I join? Can I go to the ACC? Can I go to the Pac-12, the Big 10? And I could see the Big 12 either completely dissolving or just getting in any team that wants to come in.
And just call it something else. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and that begs the question. You know, we're talking about Colorado State. About 5 years ago, the Rams felt like, I mean, it felt like a possibility. Jim McElwain was the head coach. He'd gone three seasons with them. They won, I think, 10 games his last year, and they were only getting better as he progressed, and then, of course, he went to Florida. But right around that point, I think Eustachy's basketball team was okay at that point. Maybe my timelines are a little foggy. Maybe that was when Eustachy's basketball team was really good, when they had, like, Gian Clavel playing for him. Maybe that was right around that time. And then the idea of the new stadium was coming up. So there was all these, like, selling points as to why Colorado State should go to a Power 5 conference. Now, basketball team's still really good. Maybe a top three pick, maybe even more in the Mountain West Conference going forward. Football has been tough the last few years. It's been a rough go. Coach Bobo's first year, 7-6, fantastic. And then after that, he 7-6, and then 3, and then 2, and then bye-bye. So football is not carrying the torch, but basketball can. It's about football and your men's basketball team. That's the appeal. And you still do have that nice stadium. I was going through the pitch that they had years ago. I mean, it's like 20 pages, Angel. So if you want some toilet reading or something, that's one to get into a little bit. But one of the reasons is, hey, we're an hour and 10 minutes from DIA. So charter flights and all that stuff would get you to Fort Collins pretty quickly. Not a terrible selling point, just talking about the travel portion of it. It could happen. Because the Big 12, if those two teams leave, which they will, you need four. If you still want to stay true to the Big 12, which I know it costs money to change a name and everything, but it's so confusing, especially people like me. But wait, there's Big 12, but there's 10, now 8, and there's still the Big 12. What does the 12 mean? What does it mean? It's not 12 teams. That can't be what it means anymore. Maybe they found a meaning for it. So they're going to be looking for four teams, right? I mean, if they're going to do this whole process and try to open it up and get more teams in, you might as well open it up for four, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some lower tier conferences like the Mountain West or something like that that want to get a team in the Power Four.
It's going to be the Mountain West and what's the other?
Like the American?
Yes. Yes. So that's where we're looking. The American. So you've got, you got UCF in there, Memphis in there, Houston's in there, Cincinnati. All right, what's more appealing? Those teams that I just listed off, or Boise State, San Diego State, who's had a ridiculously good basketball, one of the top basketball programs every year. CSU. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but I'm tending to look a little toward the Mountain West and think that, man, some of these teams would come from there. Now, don't you think, though, Angel, that Boise State has been approached by some Power Fives?
I'm sure. If there was any one team I would pick to move up a bit, would be Boise State.
Do you think that they have actually been talked to about it and that they didn't move? Because it'd be so. On one hand, you can go, well, why wouldn't you want to move to a Power Five conference? because the money, the TV deals and all that. But if you go to a Power 5 conference and you're no good, then you're getting shut out. You're not getting put on TV as much. Is it better to be the worst team in a Power 5 conference or the best team in a group of five and probably the upper echelon of the group of five?
Interesting, because they've been leading the Mountain West for so long now that they have that pedigree. They have that reputation. Why not test it?
Yeah, I would think Boise State would be perfect. And I think it would – look at how many – and I know we got to take a break because we got to get Zach Stevens on to talk some Broncos. But this is big news. This is big news for college, for the landscape. We've already been seeing so many crazy things. And, oh, we were so worried about this nil thing with these players making too much money. It's going to cost you $75 million just to leave a conference. What the hell? All right, 21 minutes after the hour. I got a lot to get to. Zach Stevens coming up next. He is our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
You're listening to the Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to the Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, working through some phone issues, I think, and we'll see if we can get that cracking here pretty soon. But we're looking to catch up with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, get into some training camp conversations. Also looking to catch up with our overall sports insider, Andrew Bogish of CBS Sports Radio, about this whole Big 12 thing. And what it means going forward. It's quite the interesting time to be a sports fan, isn't it? I mean, we go into this mode where it's July is dead time, and here we are with getting into training camp, and we've had some things to talk about, but man, we're getting ready to get nutty here. So, First Advantage text line 970-478-1301, 478-1301. Dixon texting in, do you really think Peyton wants to hang his hat on Watson and make this move he will forever be tied to? No way. No, it's not happening. There's no way. I don't see Watson. I didn't see Rodgers. I thought Rodgers was much more likely than our situation with the whole thing surrounding Deshaun Watson. But no, I don't see it happening. There's just too many variables out there, especially in a very interesting time in our lives. I think you have to be very careful, and I'm not saying it would be more justifiable to bring him in at any other time, but the climate's pretty tough right now, folks. And when you have 23 some allegations of sexual assault, then you can't just ignore that. You can't just it's going to be difficult to trade away your future anyway. So you can't just ignore, oh, well, you know, they haven't come up with the verdict yet. We don't know. That's too big of a risk. Like, not drafting Justin Fields was a risk. More of an innocent risk in the terms of sports. This is a risk. You could take a questionable character, risk your future on bringing in a questionable character, and the upside is, yeah, he gets found innocent of all this stuff. He's a solid quarterback for you forever, for the next 10 years, and maybe you get in and win some playoff games, maybe even more. But the worst case scenario is that he's found guilty of some of these cases, or maybe all of them. And then you're out the draft picks that you traded to get him, probably first round draft picks. You're out a couple of star players, and you're kind of the laughingstock of the NFL, and you might even lose your job. So talk about risks. Like, if Justin Fields works out and Patrick Surtain doesn't, then okay, it's another player issue, but whatever. But this with Deshaun Watson, and this is stuff that's going to end your job. All right, we're going to take a break. 29 minutes after the hour. We'll jump out of here real fast. We're going to get to the local. We'll jump out and get to the local sports flash.
is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Hall Show powered by PDC Energy. Angel, you're doing a fantastic job. Intern Angel is hanging in there, man.
These phones would work.
All right, I'm going to open up the curtain. We've been trying to figure out our phone situation here. We brought one of our other producers back in, old Rykel. He fires it up instantly. He walks out the door, and we're not able to do it. So he's, of course, coming back. We're getting back up. We're getting extra production value into this show today. So it's all good. Hey, I tried it. I couldn't do it. So no,
we had like four people in here dialing the phone.
Yeah. So something's going wrong. You know what? When something's going wrong or right, whatever, I like to go over to the Tilted Barrel in Loveland. It is a fantastic restaurant. Their happy hour is the longest, around 2 to 6 o'clock. They feature half price appetizers and $5 well wine or draft drinks. I am a big wing guy. They have the best wings around. I'll put their wings up against B-Dubs any day of the week. That's Tilted Barrel in Loveland. Tell them we sent you here. They do live music on the weekends and a lot of weeknights as well. It's an awesome local place. 37 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Text the First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Noob says he heard today that Watson doesn't want to come to Denver. His first and only choice is Miami. Took up back up with Will Fuller.
I don't like it. I'm a Dolphins fan, so no.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to. Is anybody going to take a risk on this?
I don't really think you can.
No.
It's just so up in the air with the legal issues, and then whatever happens with that, how does the NFL itself handle it? It's too much of a risk.
It's way too much of a risk. I mean, like I said, even if this was 10 years ago, it'd be too much of a risk. But right now, I mean, everything is so highlighted. Any kind of move that you make, if you bring a player on that has had some kind of these issues or allegations against them, it's never right to just ignore it. But now, so more than ever, it would put a black eye on your organization. And let's say he's found innocent, but there are still 23 that we know of, 23 women that have come together to say all this stuff. So even if he's found innocent because they basically say they don't have enough evidence to prove otherwise, which could be the case, do you think that's going to be okay to a lot of, not just women, men and women throughout the country that would go, wow, even though he's, you know, the 23 women going up against him, you're essentially just calling all 23 of them a liar. I mean, those are other things you have to the fallout, even if he's found innocent, which, again, I do believe the, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And if he's found innocent, then he should be able to play football because they can't find enough. But you're going to have so much of a risk factor there as far as bringing him in. So, no, that's not going to happen, folks. Deshaun Watson's not going to be a Bronco. I don't know that he goes anywhere. he wanted to get out of Houston so badly. Now they may get to keep him just because no team will touch this situation right now. It is a very strange story. It was hot and heavy there for a while. It was the 23 women we heard about, and it's kind of died down the last few months. Houston Texans, of course, initially insisted that they would not trade Deshaun Watson. They shifted their stance on the quarterback's trade availability earlier this offseason, and they've been willing to field offers from interested teams. What's it going to take? Probably the combination that we're it's been a combination of five high draft picks, starting caliber players. So five high draft picks, is it still when we first started talking about this, it was three first rounders, a second and a third. Same kind of ballpark for Aaron Rodgers. And then it was a player or two. So a Bradley Chubb or a Jerry Jeudy. I mean, because who else are you going to trade? You're going to trade Justin Simmons away? You're not going to touch in Justin Simmons. You got Vaughn for one more year. You're not going to mess with that. Offensively, who else do you have that's a star?
Noah Fant, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe, if you're willing to give up Bradley Chubb.
I had seen something on Twitter this morning about two teams in the NFL that would have the ability and the capital to trade for Watson. It was Miami and Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, I, you're right. I don't see, draft pick-wise, sure, but I don't see how the players would stack up for Denver. Let's face it, we all hope that the Broncos are better this year. On paper, it looks like they have some young and up-and-comers. Cortland Sutton coming off that injury. Maybe he's back to form. Jerry Jeudy lives up to all the hype. KJ Hamler's good. Maybe Melvin Gordon gives us a taste of what he used to be like a few years ago. Defensively, you've got all the right pieces. But that's all if. We don't know that. You know, and again, I don't see the capital on the player side. The draft side's interesting, too, because if the Broncos do get Watson, don't you believe that you're better? You're going to be a 10-plus win team? It means your draft pick's going to be in the 20s. So that's not as valuable, suddenly, to Houston. Very interesting times, my friend. As always, we get into some very crazy stuff when it comes to talking about quarterbacks on this show. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. How about this one? You've got UNC Bears Media Day stuff came out. The Big Sky Conference and their media polls coming out. And we might be pumped about Ed McCaffrey, but apparently the rest of the Big Sky Conference is not seeing it that way. You know, looking at McCaffrey and what he might be able to do in this first year, even with Dylan McCaffrey, this is weird to me. You know, if I were to tell you a Michigan quarterback transfers over to UNC within the year, okay, maybe the quarterback does enough to put this team on the map. The coaches poll for the Big Sky Conference has UNC to finish last. The media poll has the Bears finished 12th, second to last. So, how do we feel about that? I mean, I know the Bears fans are going to say, just got to go prove them wrong. But I thought that maybe there'd be a little star fact. Okay, the coaches all picked the Bears to finish last. What is that? This is a weird thought. Just stay with me here.
They're scared.
They're scared of McCaffrey. Or do you think that they look at this move and go, what the hell? We paid our dues. We were position coaches in Division I football. They think that they're going to hire a guy that coached high school football for two seasons, and they think they're going to suddenly be good? No, they'll be last. Because Ed McCaffrey, I don't know what kind of coach he is. No clue. But wouldn't Dylan McCaffrey be enough for you to at least go, they'll finish better than last? You would think, because a Power 5 quarterback couldn't cut it in the Power 5, but at this situation, he comes to the Big Sky Conference and maybe makes it work. I tell you what, we're going to take a short break. We're going to see if we can catch up. I'm getting a text back from Zach now. We're going to see if we can catch up with him. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin, a member of their great staff, a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, 970-330-6824. What a wild day so far. And we haven't even started training camp yet. We have a lot to figure out as we continue to progress here. We've got the Big 12 news. Sounds like Texas and Oklahoma have already said, hey, Big 12, we're packing up. We're leaving. What does that mean? Are they going to go quickly? Are they both going to the SEC? Texas hasn't been very good. They haven't been very relevant. I mean, OU, yeah, they're one of the top teams. in the country. So are they both going to the SEC? And A&M's not happy about that because they want to be the only Texas school to be in the SEC. But it sure sounds like it. But now you got both schools. They're going to go sit down with the conference. They're going to go try to figure this thing out and probably see how much they could get, how much money is in it for them in that first year before they determine if they can skip Dodge from the Big 12. They're going to have to pay an exit plan of $75 to $80 million. So, boy, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be that side's fun to watch. And of course, watching this whole thing is interesting for Colorado State. A few years ago, they made their pitch. I mean, I'm on it. I'm SBNation.com. This article was written. I think our boys CSU to Power Five shared this, but I found it. 2016. This thing was the pitch. And again, football has gone downhill quickly since then. Basketball, Nico Medved probably has a really good shot to be considered for a Power 5 job in a year or so. We've discussed that at great length. We will have Coach Medved on the program tomorrow. I think so.
Fingers crossed. That's all I'm going to say.
We brought the backup, not backup, but we brought producer superstar Ryan Kelly in. And of course, it worked, but Zach is already in camp stuff, so we'll get him on later on. But doesn't that make you feel terrible when you're doing everything and then Ryan Kelly just walks in the door and it's boom?
Well, I've tried it 5-6 times and he does it on the first try, so I don't know.
Well, you know what, Angel? It's still new to you, man. You've only been producing for, like, what, a week?
About 4 or 5 shows.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, yeah. Plus, this show is extremely complicated. Keeping up with this thing, it's not like NoCo Now, right? I mean,
I haven't done NoCo Now yet.
No, I love NoCo Now, actually. I just don't like Tanner's take of Aaron Rodgers coming here because it got everybody excited, you know?
It's not a take anymore.
It's not a take. It's not even real. It's not happening. It's not happening, folks. It's like getting everybody excited saying, hey, you're all getting big Christmas bonuses, and then you don't. And then everybody's mad. But if you wouldn't have said you're getting Christmas bonuses in the first place, nobody would be mad. They'd just go, oh, that's life. Too bad. But Tanner's been throwing around Christmas bonuses to everybody. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Denver Bronco. Do you really think that lightning would strike twice for Denver? Like, think about how spoiled we would be. Peyton Manning, and then that runs its course, and we wait a few years, and then bam, Aaron Rodgers is in town. It's not the way it works.
Did you guys have a bet going at all, or no?
We never did confirm a bet, unfortunately.
Missed out.
I mean, Brian of the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, who he's at least logical. He's believing that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the starting quarterback. Well, at least he's picking a quarterback that's on the actual football team, right? I mean, that's the first step. Get a guy that's on your team. They have a pretty good shot. So now it comes down to me and Brian, and we'll find out. I say Drew Locke. I've been saying Drew Locke for quite some time now. I think his story's interesting. Boy, talk about a tale of redemption. If he could somehow churn this year out and be good for Denver, and maybe they go to the playoffs, and he has a good year, like a really good year. It's a nutty story, right?
I mean, I'm not a huge Broncos fan, but I know who Drew Locke is. I get to talk about him, but I'm just not sold.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are necessarily sold on him because, you know, when you have that bad of numbers, like he did last year, you know, you're going to look at it and say, hey, there's no going up. There's no chance. So I get it. All this, and I'm not even saying that if there weren't other opportunities available for Denver. Because, listen, Justin Fields was in my top. I had Justin Fields, I had Micah Parsons, and I had Patrick Surtain. And I said, honestly, I don't care who they pick of those three as long as they get one of them. And I wasn't going to be sad one way or the other because I do think Patrick Surtain, I think he's a once-in-a-lifetime corner, like a Champ Bailey-type corner that, because people keep saying, well, you can't have Super Bowl victories with shutdown corners. It's all part of it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the league MVP last year. Arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks in history, correct?
Correct.
How many Super Bowls has he won?
One?
Right. About as many as the Broncos did with their superior defense. You know, the Broncos, of course, have won three overall, but Manning was playing on two flat wheels in that Super Bowl that entire season. So Denver won a Super Bowl with a great defense and a mediocre offense that year. The same amount of Super Bowls that one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time just won you. So I don't like this whole argument of a defense doesn't win you Super Bowls, a great quarterback does. No, you mean Tom Brady does. Because what other great quarterback's winning tons of Super Bowls? Mahomes has won one, and I get it. He's still fresh into his career. Drew Brees has won one, and he's done. Rodgers won. Ben Roethlisberger, who's not even considered as great as those guys, has won two. So I do think you can have a defense that changes the fate. And I think adding a Patrick Surtain and then to Justin Simmons and then all these different pieces on your defensive side, yes, I do think you can win in the league. The Broncos proved that. Nope, you got to have a superstar quarterback. Other than Tom Brady, who's doing it consistently? That's always bugged me, that take of you got to have the quarterback all the time. And I get it. You do have to have the quarterback. But the idea of ignoring your defense and going all in for just a quarterback and maybe a couple of good weapons for him has always been crazy to me. I look at this defense, Angel, and I really think that they can do something big this year. Now, again, that's all prediction game because we haven't seen them all work out on the field. But these names jump out to me. Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, Kyle Fuller, Ronald Darby. Vaughn, of course, if he has anything left in the tank. Bradley Chubb. Shelby Harris was one of my favorite players to watch last year. Patrick Surtain. Bryce Callahan. Those are big names. Big enough names that can put together a pretty good defense. No, not one corner can win you game after game. I do recall Champ Bailey intercepting Tom Brady years ago in a playoff game and taking it 99 yards to the 1 yard line, and that was it. It put the kibosh on the Patriots. Broncos went and lost that game to the Pittsburgh Steelers the very next year. But yes, you can have a corner change the fate of your organization. Noob, hey, don't talk about my All-State quarterback. Like, oh yes, Tanner Schwint, All-State quarterback. Where you said, Chris, First Advantage text line, by the way, is 970-478-1301. I know we got a break here soon. We're going to get Andrew Bogish of CBS Sports Radio on the show in the second hour. I'm looking forward to him. I love talking to Andrew. We haven't talked to him in a while. He said, Chris, maybe Angel should go to the roof and check out and make sure that Colfax didn't try to sabotage the system.
That might be it.
That's probably what it is. Colfax has figured out how to tap into it, and he's like, you won't take over. Colfax should be back next week. He is on assignment. I can't tell you what that assignment is. It's very top secret. It's things that are going to make or break the entire... No, it's just he's on assignment. I don't know where the hell he is. 57 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Andrew Bogish of CBS Sports Radio, get his thoughts on the Big 12, on OU, on Texas, and the chances of Colorado State move into a big conference, or is that conference even going to be there for them to move to? We'll be right back.